Well, Tariq Ramadan is perfectly right on this. I agree with him. This is nothing new, by the way. It started during the Cold War, when the United States used the Saudis to help get Wahhabi scholars extremely rigid in their philosophical view of Islam, like the equivalent of some born-again Christian sects in the United States. And they were sent all over. They were sent to Indonesia. They were sent to Pakistan. Of course, they existed in the Arab world to a certain extent. And the aim was to fight communism. And they did it, and they helped, and they have grown stronger and stronger. And the main jihadi organizations, so-called, are very influenced by Wahhabism and believe in it, and they are ultra-sectarian, not just to other Sunnis, which we know, as they kill them endlessly, but they regard the Shia as heretics, not part of Islam, which is why they attack Shia mosques, why they kill Shia people, why they target Shia clerics, etc., etc. So this disunity is linked very strongly, I think, to the role which the West has played in the region, and which they recently, only most recently in Iraq, armed some of the Shia clerics to attack the Sunnis. They engaged in ethnic cleansings in the middle of Baghdad.